Today we're going to talk about soul cakes. And Donna Sue is on the Dude Maker hotline with us here, all the way from the red dirt area of Oklahoma.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're in Oklahoma City, right?
I am in Edmond, which is part of Oklahoma City, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And you're in the red clay area of Oklahoma?
I am. Everything's red dirt here. The sides of the houses, your clothes when you go out, you know, everything's red dirt.
So you can't get
fountains.
So you can't get the red dirt out once it gets in.
No. I mean, Joel came down here from Montana and he's like, what is all this? Everybody in the area has fountains, right? Every neighborhood has a pond and a fountain and it's all red. The fountains are red. Funny. They don't have water in Montana anyway. Down here we have red fountains. So, you know.
They don't have water in Montana?
Oh, no. I mean, to have water up there is it's priceless. Most of their water comes from the melt, from the mountains, in the spring when the snow starts melting. So, during the rest of the year, it's hard to have water. So they do not have water fountains in their neighborhoods. But, here.
Well, we have plenty of water here in Southeast Louisiana.
Yes, you do. I have seen it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have plenty of wetlands, too. So no shortage of water and wetlands here. All right, let's talk about soul cakes. Now, I thought you were the chef, but apparently this is an old Joel Berry family secret recipe that we're going to be discussing.
This is Papa Doc's recipe here. So actually, and then we found it online as well. So I guess it's a recipe that's been around for a long time, forever. So, but there's a couple of different things. So the reason we have the soul cakes is because we have the poor souls in purgatory. So the month of Poor Souls is coming up. You've been talking about it today. And Friday is All Saints Day, again, Holy Day of Obligation, which we do have our Holy Day of Obligation Mass at our Fraternity of St. Peter Church.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we actually have six Masses being said by our two fraternity priests.
Wow!
And
six?
I know. Is that great? Six. They each can say three Masses that day. And so they do it back to back starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. So every 30 plus minutes, there's another low Mass being said. And he announced from the pulpit on Sunday that we are allowed to receive Holy Communion twice that day.
Oh.
As long as the second time is in the context of a Mass. So we have to attend that second Mass as well.
Ah, okay. Well,
okay.
That makes sense. Now,
yeah.
If you read, I can't remember what her book is, but the first time I learned about soul cakes was 2 years ago, because I was researching something for Halloween, and I stumbled upon the fact that I didn't even know this, the fact that the Von Trapp family of the Sound of Music fame actually were a family. They're real. The Von Trapps moved from Austria to Brooklyn sometime in the early 1950s or late 1940s. And one of the things Mrs. Von Trapp discovered was, where's all our customs and traditions? You guys don't do anything. And so she wrote a book. And one of the chapters in the book was how to make Catholic Halloween. And that's where I first saw the recipe and the idea for the soul cake. Now,
yeah.
Now, last year when I was talking about it, you weren't a guest, but you and the doc sent Maggie and I, or all of us here, a 40-pound shipment of shrink wrap soul cake that we were eating on for like 6 weeks. As a matter of fact, I think we finally gave the last of the shrink wrap ones away to Father Charles around Epiphany. That's how long.
Oh, how funny. It lasted. That's crazy. They're so good. Especially with the Crusader coffee, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you for the plug.
You're welcome. I was setting up on this, and, I know that we've just done it forever, and I just took it for granted. Hey, they had something to do with the poor souls, of course, and that you pray whenever you give one of these cookies out. But in actuality, it was little children or the poor, and they would go door to door singing souling songs. So the cookies are called souls.